Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Ah, gotta love the holidays. Folks from all over gathering around the dinner table, making new memories, sharing stories, laughs, and succulent beef. So satisfying that seconds are a given. Fact is, there's nothing better than the beautiful sight and unbelievable aroma of a mouth-watering ribeye placed front and center, cooked to perfection for your favorite people to savor. No matter what the occasion, the silence around the table after that first bite says it all. That's one heck of a ribeye. How's that for making memories? Beef. It's what's for dinner.
This holiday message funded by beef farmers and ranchers. The Oklahoma Beef Council reminds you, you can learn more about your checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Merry Christmas to you and to yours, my friends. I want to remind you, Agricultural Futures will be wrapping up the day early today on this Christmas Eve, 12:05 for grains and oil seeds, 12:15 for our livestock agricultural futures. Close, of course, on Christmas Day, reopening on Thursday, December 26. USDA's Risk Management Agency yesterday announced a new crop insurance option for industrialized hemp growers in selected counties in 21 states in the new year in 2020. Among the states that will be involved in the pilot program, Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, Colorado, among others. I've always liked the shepherds in the Luke version of the Christmas story the best. They heard the incredible story from the angels, didn't bat an eye, decided they had to go right then and there to see this baby they were told about by the angel. Why did the story hit home with them, though? Now, they were not country bumpkin sheep herders out in the wilderness, but rather the operators of what you might call the first commercial-sized family farm in the world. These sheep herds were within 5 miles of Jerusalem, providing close to 250,000 lambs annually to the temple. How do we know that? Well, Josephus from the first century said that at Passover, up to 265,000 lambs would be sacrificed in the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Now, these weren't your run-of-the-mill lambs. They had to meet very strict legal religious regulations of the Jewish faith. The website Patheo says that the animals that were being sacrificed in the temple basically had to be just 5 miles from Jerusalem. Bethlehem, 5 miles from Jerusalem. Therefore, those hills around Bethlehem were just filled with sheep. When the lambs were born, they were wrapped in strips of cloth to protect them and placed in a stone feeding trough in the birthing barn until the priest could come by and inspect them. Cue the angel. Luke 2:12 finds that angel giving these specific directions to the shepherds. You'll find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger. Think stone feeding trough. They were excited that this baby was being called effectively the Lamb of God and would be the one and done replacement for all those perfect lambs that they were raising on the hillsides around Bethlehem. The shepherds went, they saw, and they told everyone they could about this perfect Lamb of God that conquered death and gave us a way to have fellowship with the Father. From the Hayes household, may you experience the wonder that the shepherds experienced that first Christmas with God's gift to all people, the perfect Lamb of God. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock wants to say thank you for a great 2019, and they invite you to be a part of Bell Ringer 33. The 2020 Bell Ringer sale will be happening the 8th and 9th of January, Wednesday and Thursday, at the front end of the National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado. Host hotel for Bell Ringer 2020, Doubletree by Hilton on Quebec Street in Denver. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. We remind you, a lot more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Merry Christmas to you and to yours. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.